It's time to get inside the Giants huddle.
Huddle up, huddle up, huddle up.
On Giants.com.
Here we go.
And the Giants mobile
app. Get them in there, let's go.
Part of the Giants podcast network.
Welcome to another edition of the Giants Huddle podcast. Front office edition brought to you by City College of New York. Doing remarkable things. Learn more at ccny.cuny.edu. I'm John Schmelk. Had a chance to talk to the Giants assistant director of player personnel, Dennis Hickey, when we were at the Senior Bowl. We talked a little bit about the Senior Bowl itself, but we also talked about his relationship to Giants general manager Joe Shane, going back to his days when Dennis was the general manager for the Dolphins and Joe worked for him. We talked about a couple specific positions, the wide receiver and cornerback spots, not only watching the one-on-ones at the Senior Bowl, but also what they really think are the most important parts of that position, and just some general scouting questions in terms of how you evaluate these guys and decide what players you want to make New York Football Giants. It was a fun conversation. But first, if you're into the draft, folks, make sure you go check out Draft Season, our draft podcast. Tony Pauline and I break everything down in terms of the draft, top players, mock drafts, rankings, lists, the combine, you name it. We're at the Senior Bowl. We have good episodes on that. Make sure you go check it out. It's on the Giants mobile app, giants.com/podcast. And, of course, subscribe on your favorite podcast platforms. Just search for Draft Season. All right, and now we're joined by the Giants Assistant Director of Player Personnel, Dennis Hickey. Dennis, how are you, man? It's good to see you.
Doing great. It's a beautiful day here in Mobile and watching some football. It's great. It's a great time.
Absolutely. All right, let's start here. Assistant Director of Player Personnel. What's your job?
A little bit of everything. You know, over my career, I've pretty much filled out the personnel bingo card, just done about everything. But it's a great opportunity for all of our staff, personnel staff. We believe we're going to build through the draft. So this is a great exposure. Last year, there was about 106 guys that were drafted out of this game. So you do the math, that's close to 40% of the draft. So it's a great time. And our coaches are here. Our scouts are here to just get more insight into these players and kind of put the pieces of the puzzle together.
You mentioned you were a general manager, you were director of college scouting, director of player personnel. You've done it all. When you were the general manager in Miami, you had Joe Shane working underneath you.
Right, yeah.
So what was your experience when you were Joe's boss in Miami? How'd that go?
He was great. And you knew back then that he was going to be destined to, keep rising, smart, talented, extremely hardworking, great with people. And you just knew he was a rising star. And he did a great job for us. And, he just kept, it's been great watching him throughout and getting opportunities and having success. And then following him here, that was a big part of coming here. Just excited to work with him and just the amazing job he's done his first year. And just it's fun to watch, his relationship with Coach Daboll and just the alignment we have at the top, which it's, that's great for the whole organization. And I think you see that in the results.
What were some of the things about Joe when he worked for you that you identified that you did think he was heading for bigger and better things?
Well, a really talented evaluator. And I'd been on the road with him before. He came up through the ranks. He was a combine scout and then just kept, and you always saw Joe at schools. You knew he was working hard, he was working sources, and he had a keen eye for evaluations. Then I got in the building and saw the capacity, the workload. It was, really impressive. I was like, wow, this guy is really out there grinding and working and with the quality as well. So knew he was going to do great things, and I'm just excited to be on the same team with him again.
Now, you were the general manager, obviously, so it's not just watching tape and guys and evaluating players. There's a lot more that goes into it, right? So what advice were you able to give Joe about stepping into the job and all the stuff that goes along with it that's just not being a scout?
Yeah, just stick to the fundamentals of who you are, it's still all about people and those relationships. And you knew that the talent, the evaluation would come, but just keep working, just surround yourself with people that you trust.
All right, let's talk about the Senior Bowl. What, as a talent evaluator, can you get out of an event like this being here for 3-4 days?
Well, it's great because it's a controlled environment, and you get to see there's a lot of small school players. There's players that are playing different positions, guys that you haven't seen returning punts, that are fielding punts, and it's in an NFL environment. So you get so much out of there, good versus good, that competitive nature, and just see how guys rise to the level of the competition. And plus, for our coaches, they're entering the evaluation phase. And so for them to get their eyes and get to meet and interview these guys and get to see the makeup and what makes these guys tick, their story, all the context that leads into a player, which is so important for us.
how much and in what ways can your opinion of a player change based on what happens here? Because obviously you guys, I'm not going to call it the final report, but you've seen them play all their games already. You kind of have a pretty good scouting report on all these guys. So how can, in what ways can this event change your opinion on guys?
Well, you just see different elements of them. Again, there's some utilization. Maybe a guy played tackle, now you see him at guard or center, or maybe a guy played on the outside corner, you see him playing nickel or different positions. That's a key element. And then just seeing them against quality competition, one-on-ones. Again, some of those, sometimes you don't see that element. It's about maximizing the exposure for these guys, and it's a great and valuable resource for us.
And we'll get to the one-on-ones in a second, I promise. How about having the whole group here together? What's the value of having your whole scouting staff here as a group meeting and just interacting with each other, given most of the year they're spread all across the country?
Yeah, that's a great question. We see ourselves as a collective. You know, there's a lot of different experiences, you know, guys coming from different teams, in different roles, all those things. And we just want to put our heads together. Joe and Dave's are very inclusive. They believe in diversity of thought. And so get all the educated opinions together, and we're working through and trying to get it right for the New York Giants when it comes draft day. And our guys, you know, from Marcus Cooper to Scott Hamill, who we added, you know, Mike DeReese, who's over the top, Jeremy Bright, who's been here for a long time, DJ Boyster, we got Hannah Burnett on the Northwest, Brendan Prophet, Patrick Hanscombe, you know, Marquise Pendleton, Blaze Bell. You know, there's so many of these guys that are here, and they do such a great job. They're on the road, you know, working behind the scenes and doing all the detailed work that's going to really equip us to make good decisions as it goes.
All right, let's talk about what's going on the field then. You mentioned the one-on-ones, wide receivers and defensive backs. It's the glitz position. It's what everybody's watching. When you're trying to watch wide receivers, what kind of skills or traits are you looking for when you're watching those wide receivers, defensive back one-on-ones?
Yeah, you hit on the key word is traits, right? You want to see, number one, their ease of movement, their athleticism, their quickness, the speed, you know, how that relates, you know, what type of route craft, route detail do they have, what foundation. And again, some guys are further along because they come from different programs, other guys, but you also want to see how they improve from day one in a new environment, you know, day three, and then the game, you want to just see their progression, because you want to see guys on a trajectory in that way.
It's one position, but they all come in different sizes, shapes, and
right.
skills, right?
Yeah.
So what does your group favor? Do you like the big catch radius, the bigger guy? Do you want the separators? What are some of the things that are the most important to you guys as you judge these guys that play the same position but are very different and how they go about it?
Yeah, what great thing about our offensive staff is they're going to utilize the skill set, you know, that they have. So whatever they do well, they're going to maximize that. So guys come and get it done in a lot of different ways. You know, some through quickness and separation, others through catch radius, others through, you know, finding holes in zone and just beating, running good routes. They do it a lot of different ways. And so you just want to make sure you identify that and make sure it fits where we're going to play them at our place.
All right, let's jump over to cornerbacks. What are the important traits as looking for them as they're trying to shut down those very talented wide receivers you're watching?
Yeah. Well, the athleticism, reactionary athleticism, being able to match and mirror finish on the ball skills, being able to locate downfield, being able to vision on the ball, you know, playing multiple coverages, vision, you know, whether you have vision on the ball or whether you're playing press, man, or just doing all different things. They have different skill sets, but just watching them within that and seeing with how they can help us and add value to the Giants.
And I have to imagine working with a guy like Wink, who's pretty clear about what he wants out of that position.
Right,
I imagine
yeah.
having him and understanding what he wants makes your job finding the guys that'll fit what he likes to do a lot easier, right?
Right. That's what's so great about our organization. We have a clear vision of what we're looking for. It's a big competitive edge for us because we know what we're looking for, and there's consistency. And that's some of the things we do in training camp. Coaches come in and they just lay out, okay, these are the kind of guys we're looking for and what fits us. And so it makes it easier. You know, want guys who can play man coverage, get the ball back, tackle. There's a lot of different skill sets that they have to bring to add value to us. But the great thing is there's clarity on the offensive side of the ball, defensive side of the ball, and that makes our job a lot easier.
Just a couple more traits. You mentioned traits and how important they are. How do you balance that with a guy that's toolsy, but maybe he doesn't have the production in college, but then you have the guy that, all right, you know, doesn't run the best 40, you know, but he gets open and he gets it done. He gets production. How do you balance those two things when you're trying to evaluate these guys?
Yeah, that's the hard part about scouting, right? How do you weigh those things? And that's what, as a scout doing this over a lot of years, you just keep working to conviction, you know, and some guys get it done a different way. But if you watch enough tape and you believe in the makeup of the guy, that he'll be able to reach his potential and be able to impact us in those ways.
And it's funny, I'm going to follow up on that because that was my next question. How can you figure out which guys are going to meet that promise, right? I mean, I imagine that's the hardest part of scouting. Yeah. It's easy to tell you what the guy can do now,
right,
but knowing what he's going to be in 5 years, is that what the interview process is for? How do you figure out whether or not these guys will, in fact, do the work necessary and whether or not your coaches can get the most out of them to for those traits to turn into production?
Right. Yeah, I mean, you nailed it. It's the character and the makeup that determines whether they can reach their ceiling or not and maximize what they have from the physical skill set wise. So that's why we do a lot of research, talk to a lot of sources, spend a lot of time investing into what makes these players tick, what motivates them, because we want typically makeup. And again, we believe in that. That's a core belief of our organization of getting quality people, STD. You hear that, right? Being a pro, you know, those are the guys that we want because we know under our coaching staff, they'll be developed and reach their potential.
It's on the shirt. I know about it. Don't worry. How have you evolved in how you look at this event over the years? You know, football's changed a lot, right? The way it's played,
right.
What's your favorite? How has your just ability to evaluate change and evolve throughout the years at this event and in general, the way the NFL's changed over the last 5-10 years?
Yeah, you're constantly looking back, really, and it's what our team, you know, you have different schemes. I've worked under a 4-man front for my entire career until coming here.
Oh, wow.
And so, you know, that's a lot of learning process. So we believe in reflection. And so, like, we're always going to be looking at last year's draft class, 3 years ago, the success. And we try to learn from those guys of what's the common denominators that are making these players, however we felt about them, successful. And then we constantly, kind of like machine learning, we keep getting better and better. That's the hope.
All right, final question. NILs, it's a big topic. In the end, is that going to help you guys? Because it seems like guys aren't rushing to come out of school now because they can go back to college, get a little money, right? And then they maybe come out a little bit more seasoned than they would before. So in the end, is this actually going to help you get guys more ready for the NFL to come out because some guys will be more willing to go back to school instead of coming out maybe before they're ready?
Yeah, that's an interesting concept just because we're still waiting to see the result and how that plays out. But yes, they're coming back. I mean, this year, how many 6-year seniors? I think several of them here. You know, they have that much more experience where you're not getting as much as the undeveloped, you know, 3 years and out type guys. So still kind of waiting to see how that plays out.
Dennis Hickey, the Giants Assistant Director of Personnel. We appreciate it, Dennis. Thank you.
Appreciate it, John.
That's Dennis Hickey, the Giants Assistant Director of Player Personnel. We thank him for joining us. And as Joe Shane has said, he's basically right now the team's quasi-director of college scouting. So he's kind of managing the scouting process for the draft. So really good talking to Dennis and getting a feel for how he and his staff and obviously working with Joe Shane and the coaches are looking at these players and what helps them determine what players they want to become New York Giants. Really fun conversation. We thank him for joining us out there in Mobile in between practices at the Senior Bowl. It was a good time. All right, everybody, thank you for joining us on this edition of the Giants Huddle Podcast Front Office Edition, brought to you by the City College of New York, doing remarkable things. Learn more at ccny.cuny.edu. For Dennis Hickey, I'm John Schmelk. We'll see you next time.